Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
We're so glad that you've joined us.
Estamos alegre que se ha unido con nosotros.
And this evening we're going to continue our series on the parables of Jesus.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro estudio sobre las parábolas de Jesús.
Tonight we're going to be looking at one parable.
En esta noche vamos a estudiar un parábola.
And it's the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
La parábola del hombre rico y Lázaro.
Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16.
Abren sus Biblias en San Lucas, capítulo 16.
And as you're turning there, we're going to open with prayer.
Y mientras que está yendo allí, vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we thank you for the series on the parables of Jesus. We're thankful for all that we have been learning. And I pray that you would help us to hear what you are saying through the parables, especially, Lord, the parable that we study this evening. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint us, give us ears to hear what you're saying. And I pray that, Lord, we would see not only the reality of eternity, but we'd also see the redemption that is available in Christ. Thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31,
en Lucas 16, versículos 19 a 31,
here we have the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
Leemos de la parábola del hombre rico y Lázaro.
And so I'm going to read it in English, and then we'll talk about it.
Él lo va a leer en inglés, y luego vamos a hablar de esta parábola.
It says, "There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was also a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, who had been placed at his gate, desiring to be fed the crumbs falling from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's presence. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham from a distance, and Lazarus in his presence. So he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf, so that no one would pass from here to you. No one that would pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us.' He said, 'Then I pray you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, to testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.' Abraham said to him, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He said to them, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" This parable,
esta parábola,
is one of the parables that brings forth the reality of both the comfort of eternity and the realities of hell.
Esta parábola nos habla de el consuelo de la eternidad en el cielo y la realidad del infierno.
Now, this chapter, or previous to this parable,
este capítulo y antes de esta parábola,
there were two parables before this one.
Leímos dos parábolas antes de este.
One of them was the parable of the dishonest steward.
Era el parábola de el deshonesto mayordomo.
And then Jesus began to talk about finances quite a bit.
Y Jesús empezó a hablar acerca de finanzas mucho.
And he even said, "You're not able to serve both God and mammon, or earthly riches."
Y Jesús dijo que no podemos tener o podemos servir a dos cosas, a Dios y al dinero.
And so this parable is spoken by Jesus right after he's talking about worldly wealth.
Y esta parábola lo habló despuesito que el Jesús habló de las riquezas de este mundo.
Now this parable introduces two people.
Esta parábola nos habla de dos personas.
First, he talks about a rich man.
Primeramente, el hombre rico.
And he also talks about a beggar named Lazarus.
Y también el hombre Lázaro.
Now this parable is unique in that it does actually name one of the individuals.
Y esta parábola es el único que nos da nombres en el parábola.
But be that as it may, this parable speaks concerning how one lives their life now and how it can affect the next life.
Y esta parábola nos habla de cómo alguien viva su vida y cómo afecta su eternidad.
And so the parable starts with introducing the rich man.
Y nos introduce el hombre rico.
Now Jesus says very clearly that he's rich.
Y Jesús lo nombró claramente que él era rico.
But it's also shown in how Jesus describes him.
Y también es enseñado en la manera que Jesús le describió.
He's clothed in purple and in fine linen.
Dice en verso 19 que se vestía de púrpura y de lino fino.
Whenever it describes someone wearing purple in this sense,
y cuando describe a alguien con vestidura de púrpura,
it's speaking of someone that is kingly or someone that is very wealthy.
Nos habla de alguien que tiene riqueza.
And we can also see that he ate whatever he wanted to eat.
Y podemos entender que él podía comer lo que él quería.
So he could have whatever he wanted. Steaks, you know, his table was full. I mean, he ate to his heart's content.
Y podemos entender que él podía comer de lo mejor, carne o lo que sea, como banquete, y él tenía riqueza por eso.
Jesus said it this way, he fared sumptuously every day.
Y Jesús dijo, cada día banquete con esplendidez.
Then Jesus introduces Lazarus.
Y luego Jesús introdució a Lázaro.
And in verse 20 he says that he's a beggar.
Y en versículo 20 nos dice que era un mendigo.
And not only that, he also has these sores on his body.
Y no solo eso, pero tenía llagas en su cuerpo.
Many believe that these were a kind of ulcer that was on his physical body.
Algunos creen que sobre su cuerpo estas llagas estaban abiertas.
The picture is there's someone laying at the gate of this wealthy man who is sick.
Y podemos imaginarnos este hombre Lázaro allí a la puerta de el hombre rico.
He's so hungry.
Y Lázaro tenía tanto hambre.
That in verse 21, it says that he's desiring just to be fed the crumbs that fall off the rich man's table.
En versículo 21 dice, y ansiaba saciarse de las migajes que caían de la mesa del rico.
And not only that, the dogs that are around him come and lick his sores.
Y aún los perros venían y le lamían las llagas.
Here we can see a great contrast between the rich man and this beggar.
Aquí podemos entender un gran comparación muy diferente del hombre rico y de este hombre Lázaro.
Jesus is portraying this wealthy man as having everything that he could ever want in this life.
Jesús describió al hombre rico siendo un hombre que podía tener lo que él quería en este mundo.
Whereas Lazarus is depicted as pretty much living in the lowest part of this life. He's a beggar, he's hungry, and even dogs are licking his cuts.
Y al contrario, Jesús describió a Lázaro como un hombre muy pobre, mendigo, más bajo de los demás, y aún tenía estas llagas y Los perros venían y lo lamían ahí en sus llagas.
This wealthy man has such a large house that he's able to even have a front gate there in the front of his house where Lazarus is.
Y este hombre rico era tan rico que en su casa grande tenía afuera la entrada donde se encontraba Lázaro.
And what we can gather even from these first few verses is this.
Y lo que podemos entender de estos primeros versos es este.
Is that the wealthy man is able to see Lazarus, the beggar at his front gate.
Es que el hombre rico podía ver a Lázaro, el mendigo, allí, afuera de su casa, afuera de su puerta.
But sadly, he's turning a blind eye to Lazarus's need.
Pero tristemente, este hombre rico se ponía como si era ciego y no podía ver la necesidad de Lázaro.
He's not showing any compassion whatsoever.
Él no enseñó ningún tipo de compasión.
Even this man's dogs eat better than Lazarus.
Aún los perros de este hombre rico podían comer mucho más mejor de que lo podía Lázaro.
And we can also see that this beggar could see what this wealthy man was eating because he's desiring the crumbs that are even falling off of his table.
Y también podemos entender de estos versos que Lázaro podía ver la comida que comía este hombre rico porque nos dice que él ansiaba de comer de la comida que se caía de su mesa.
And so the wealthy man continues eating.
Y el hombre rico siguió comiendo.
And Lazarus continues begging and desiring to eat even crumbs off his table.
Y Lázaro continuó ansiando a comer de lo que se caía de la mesa de este rico.
Then verses 22 through 24.
Y versículos 22 a 24.
All of a sudden, the whole scene changes.
De repente, todo en esta historia cambia.
All of a sudden now, where they were living their lives, now they have died and passed away.
Estos versos nos dice que ahora su vida que vivían ya se terminó y murieron.
And it says in verse 22, the beggar died first and was carried by the angels to Abraham's presence or bosom in the King James Version.
Dice, aconteció que murió el mendigo y fue llevado por los ángeles al seno de Abraham.
And then the rich man died and was buried.
Y murió también el rico y fue sepultado.
And so now this earthly existence has stopped and now they've entered into eternity.
Ahora su vida aquí en la tierra ha terminado por estos dos hombres y entraron a su eternidad.
Lazarus has been carried by the angels to Abraham's side.
Lázaro fue llevado por los ángeles al seno de Abraham.
Whereas the rich man, as we see in verse 23,
pero en verso 23 leemos acerca del hombre rico.
It says, in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham from a distance and Lazarus in his presence.
Dice, en el Hades alzó sus ojos, estando en tormentos, y vio de lejos a Abraham y a Lázaro en su seno.
And what's amazing here is that Lazarus, the beggar, is now being comforted in Abraham's presence.
Y lo que es interesante es que ahora que Lázaro ha morido, está al lado de Abraham siendo consolado con mucho consuelo.
Whereas the rich man is in hell being in torment.
Pero al contrario, el hombre rico se encuentra en el infierno siendo tormentado.
Now, verse 23 starts off by saying in Hades, or depending what version you have, it could say in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes.
Versículo 23 en la Reina Valera dice en el Hades, pero dependiendo en la versión de Biblia que usted tiene, puede decir en Hades o el infierno.
Both of those words are one and the same.
Esas dos palabras quieren describir la misma, el mismo lugar.
Hades is known as the place of the dead.
El Hades se conoce como el lugar de los muertos.
Or it's also known as the place where the unrighteous dead went after they've died.
O también es definido como el lugar donde los muertos injustos fueron.
The rich man is in Hades or in hell.
El hombre rico está en Hades o el infierno.
Whereas Lazarus is at Abraham's side or in Abraham's bosom.
Pero al contrario, este hombre Lázaro se encuentra en el seno de Abraham.
Abraham's side or Abraham's bosom is known as the place of the righteous dead.
El seno de Abraham está conocido como el lugar de los justos muertos.
And so in verse 24, the rich man begins to cry out to Abraham.
En versículo 24, el hombre rico empezó a gritar a Lázaro.
And he says, he cried out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame."
24 dice, entonces gritando dijo, "Padre Abraham, ten misericordia de mí y envía a Lázaro para que moje la punta de su dedo en agua y refresca mi lengua."
This is one of the clearest descriptions in the Bible of the torments of hell.
Este verso es uno de los más claros versos que describe el tormento del infierno.
He is in pain. He's in torment there in this fire.
Nos dice que él se encontraba en tormento y en dolor allí en esa llama.
And he asks Abraham to send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool his tongue, because he's in such pain.
Y el hombre rico, gritando a Abraham, le pidió que enviara a Lázaro para que moje la punta de su dedo en agua para refrescar su lengua.
And so Abraham responds to the rich man.
Y entonces leemos que Abraham respondió al hombre rico.
Abraham says in verse 25,
en versículo 25,
he says, "Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things."
Pero Abraham le dijo, "Hijo, acuérdate que recibiste tú bienes en tu vida, y Lázaro males."
But now he's comforted and you are tormented.
Pero ahora este es consolado aquí y tú atormentado.
And verse 26 says, "And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf, so that those who would pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us."
Verso 26 dice, "Además de todo esto, un gran cima está puesta entre nosotros y vosotros, de manera que los que querían pasar de aquí a vosotros no pueden, ni de allí pasar acá."
I will admit to you that this is one of the saddest stories in the Bible.
Te quiero hacer conocer que esta historia es una de las más tristes historias en la Biblia.
Because here we see a person that lived well in their physical life.
Porque aquí leemos de una persona que vivió muy bien en su vida física en la tierra.
But sadly, now they are tormented in hell.
Pero ahora leemos que este hombre está atormentado en el infierno.
Whereas Lazarus had a hard life on the earth.
Pero Lázaro, quien tuvo vida dura aquí en la tierra.
But now he's being comforted.
Está consolado.
And so the wealthy man calls out to Abraham for help.
Y por eso le gritó el hombre rico a Abraham por ayuda.
And he says, "I can't do anything for you."
Pero Abraham le contestó y dijo, "No puedo hacer algo para ti."
He said, "Between you and me is a great gulf."
Porque le respondió diciendo, "Una gran cima está puesta entre nosotros."
And so he says, "We're not able to pass to you, nor can you pass to us."
Y explicó, "Nosotros no podemos pasar a donde estás, ni donde estás a nosotros.
Now, this story begins to show how that there is a lot that determines a person's eternity.
Y la historia nos enseña que hay mucho que determina la eternidad de una persona.
Now, initially, as we look at this parable,
inicialmente, en leer esta parábola,
what I don't want us to get out of this,
no quiero que salgamos con esto,
is that all we have to do is live a good life and we'll avoid hell.
No quiero que piensen que solo tenemos que vivir una vida buena para eliminar el infierno.
Or leave you with the assumption that just living a bad life automatically destines one into hell.
Ni les quiero dar el entendimiento que en vivir una vida dura automáticamente nos va a llevar al cielo.
And so this parable, we must understand that salvation has been offered to everyone through Christ Jesus.
Por medio de esta parábola, necesitamos entender que salvación ha sido posible para cada persona.
The only way for us to avoid going to hell is by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Y la única manera para eliminar estar en el infierno es de recibir a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador.
Lazarus is a picture of a poor believer in this life.
Lázaro es un ejemplo de un creyente pobre en su vida.
Whereas the wealthy man is the picture of a wealthy unbeliever.
Y el hombre rico es ejemplo de un hombre rico, pero uno que no cree.
In many ways, Jesus is highlighting that it's very difficult for a wealthy man to enter into the kingdom of God.
En una manera, Jesús está haciendo entender que es difícil para un hombre rico entrar al reino.
Now, I need to qualify that correctly.
Pero quiero clarificar esto.
I am not saying that a Christian cannot be wealthy.
No estoy diciendo que un cristiano no puede tener riqueza.
Nor are we saying that wealth in and of itself is a bad thing.
Ni estoy diciendo que la riqueza es algo malo.
But if our dependence is on our wealth and we're very selfish with what we have.
Pero si solamente estamos dependiendo en nuestras riquezas.
So much so that we say we don't need God in our lives.
Tanto que decimos que no necesitamos a Dios en nuestra vida.
Then wealth can be very, very wicked.
Entonces sí, la riqueza puede ser un gran maldad.
This wealthy man has done just that.
Y en esta historia, este hombre rico hizo eso.
He's only selfishly thinking about himself.
Solamente pensó de él mismo.
He's not considering that the wealth that he has been blessed with has been ultimately from God.
Él no consideró que su riqueza últimamente vino como bendición de Dios.
Yet he has chosen to turn a blind eye to the needs of those around him, specifically Lazarus.
Sin embargo, él escogió cerrar sus ojos y no ver y no ser, tener compasión a este hombre como Lázaro.
And so now Lazarus is being comforted and the wealthy man is in torment.
Y ahora leemos que Lázaro fue consolado, pero el hombre rico tormentado.
And there's no way for Abraham to intervene.
Y no había manera que Abraham podía conectarse o ayudarlo.
Verses 19 through 26.
Versículos 19 a 26.
Is considered by many the first part of the parable.
Es considerado el primer parte de esta parábola.
Then verses 27 through 31 are considered to be the second half of the parable.
Y versículos 27 a 31 son conocidos como la segunda parte de esta parábola.
And here we see the rich man begins to ask for the gospel or for a warning to be sent to his own family concerning this place of torment.
Y aquí leemos que el hombre rico empezó a pedir y rogar para que un mensaje fuera enviado a su familia.
He says it this way in verses 27 and 28. He said, "Then I pray you, Father Abraham, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers to testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment."
Versículo 27 y 28 dice, entonces le dijo, te ruego pues, padre, que lo envíes a la casa de mi padre, porque tengo cinco hermanos para que les testifique a fin de que no vengan ellos también a este lugar de tormento.
It's amazing how aware of his family and of those on the earth still living their natural lives, how aware of them he is in hell.
Este hombre estaba muy alerta a su familia y a los que amaba en la tierra, aunque él se encontraba en el infierno.
Now he has a burden for his family.
Ahora sí, él sentía la carga por su familia.
And so he says to Abraham, send Lazarus to my brothers.
Y le pidió a Abraham, por favor, mande a Lázaro a mis hermanos.
To warn them of this place that I'm in.
Para que él les pueda hablar de este lugar de tormento.
And so Abraham responds in verse 29, saying to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
En versículo 29 contestó Abraham, le dijo, a Moisés y a los profetas tienen, que los oigan a ellos.
And so he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
En versículo 30 dice, él entonces dijo, no, Padre Abraham, pero si alguno de los muertos va a ellos, se arrepentirán.
Here this rich man is desiring that his brothers don't come to this same place that he's in now.
Aquí leemos que este hombre rico deseaba que sus hermanos no vengan a ese mismo lugar donde él se encontraba.
And so Abraham responds and says, they have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them.
Y Abraham le contestó, ellos tienen a Moisés y a los profetas, necesitan escucharlos.
But I thought Moses had already died.
Pero yo pensaba que Moisés ya estaba muerto.
As well as the prophets.
Y los profetas.
And what Jesus is bringing out here.
Pero lo que Jesús está enseñando aquí.
Is that the people in this life have Moses and the prophets, or in other words, they have the ability to read the Bible.
Es que las personas en la vida tienen a Moisés y las profetas, y los profetas, o en otras palabras, tenemos la Biblia para leer.
They were able to listen to the word of God and avoid that place of torment.
Ellos tenían la palabra de Dios para leer y para escuchar las palabras de Dios y eliminar ese lugar que no iban a ir a ese lugar de tormento.
And so then he says, the rich man says, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
En versículo 30 dice, no, Padre Abraham, pero si alguno de los muertos va a ellos, se arrepentirán.
And so Abraham responds and says, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.
En versículo 31, pero Abraham le dijo, si no oyen a Moisés y a los profetas, tampoco se persuadirán aunque alguien se levanta de los muertos.
He's saying, in essence, if they don't listen to the word of God, the Bible.
Simplemente, él está diciendo que si ellos no escuchan la palabra de Dios,
neither will they listen to someone that is resurrected from the dead.
No van a escuchar a alguien que se levanta de la muerte.
Now, of course, we can even hear in this, Jesus would ultimately rise again from the dead, wouldn't he?
Y podemos recordar también que Jesús iba a resucitar de la muerte.
And sadly, he's saying that if they don't listen to Moses and the prophet, they're not going to listen to the testimony of Jesus either.
Y él está enseñando, si la gente no escucha las palabras de Dios por medio de Moisés y las profetas, ellos no van a escuchar ni las palabras de Jesús.
Now, the first section describes the rich man and Lazarus.
El primer parte describió el hombre rico y Lázaro.
Then the second part describes the rich man's five brothers and his desire for them to be saved.
Y el segundo parte nos habló de los hermanos de este hombre rico y el deseo para que ellos se salven.
One commentator said that the second part teaches this.
Un comentario nos escribió que el segundo parte nos enseña esto.
And this is what they said. It teaches that unbelief and the refusal to repent are not the results of lack of evidence or lack of a sign, but is due to a stony heart.
Dijo, enseña que la incredulidad y la negativa a arrepentirse no son el resultado de la falta de evidencia, sino debido a un corazón pedregoso.
I want to say that one more time.
Quiero hacer énfasis aquí.
It teaches that unbelief and refusal to repent are not the results of a lack of evidence, but is due to a stony heart.
Enseña que la incredulidad y la negativa arrepentirse no son el resultado de la falta de evidencia, sino debido a un corazón pedregoso.
In other words, the five brothers have the potential to get saved with what is here on the earth.
En otras palabras, está enseñando que sus hermanos tenían la posibilidad de salvarse con lo que tenían en la tierra.
There is plenty of evidence of God's existence.
Hay suficiente evidencia que Dios existe.
There is evidence in the Word of God concerning its truth.
También la palabra de Dios tiene evidencia que es verdad.
God makes himself known to the seeking heart.
Dios se hace conocido al corazón que busca.
Let me say that one more time. God will make himself known to the seeking heart.
Dios se hace conocido al corazón que le busca.
And so, the fact that a person ends up in torment, as we're seeing in this parable.
Y la verdad aquí en leer que este hombre rico se encontró en tormento.
It's not because of a lack of evidence, but is rather due to a stony heart.
No era porque no había evidencia de la verdad, sino que él tenía un corazón pedregoso.
This parable is one of the harsher, or one of the most, opens our eyes to the reality of eternity more than any other.
Esta parábola, más que las demás parábolas, nos abre los ojos a la verdad de la eternidad.
Hell is real.
La verdad es que el infierno es real.
But a way of escape has been made through Jesus Christ.
Pero Jesucristo ha sido una manera para escapar ese lugar.
There is no reason why any of us or our family members should go to this place of torment.
No hay razón que ninguno de nosotros, nuestros amados, familia, vaya a este lugar de tormento.
God has made a way for us to be saved.
Porque Dios ha hecho manera para que podamos ser salvos.
Right now we are celebrating the Christmas season.
En este tiempo estamos celebrando Navidad.
And we celebrate Christmas with the reality that Jesus is God's gift to humanity.
Y celebramos Navidad entendiendo que Jesucristo es el regalo de Dios a la humanidad.
God has provided a way for us to be saved, that we won't have to go to this place of torment.
Dios ha hecho manera que podemos ser salvos y no tenemos que ir al lugar de tormento.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio a su Hijo unigénito.
That whosoever believes in him would not perish or go to hell, but would have everlasting life.
Para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, no se vaya al infierno, pero que tenga vida eterna.
Every gift that will be given to loved ones, to friends, to family members this Christmas.
Cada regalo que se va a dar este Navidad, tiempo de Navidad, a nuestra familia, amigos.
They are all representative of the greatest gift given, which is Jesus Christ himself.
Representan el más mejor regalo, quien es Jesucristo mismo.
God loves you and God loves me.
Dios le ama a usted y Dios me ama a mí.
And he willingly gave his life on the cross so that we wouldn't have to go to hell.
Y Jesucristo dio su vida en el cruz del Calvario para que nosotros no tenemos que morir en pecado y ir al infierno.
All we have to do is receive the greatest gift given.
Solamente necesitamos recibir ese regalo.
The Gospel of John chapter 1.
En Juan capítulo 1.
And I think it's verse 12.
En Juan capítulo 1, versículo 12.
It says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God.
Un momento.
Even to those that believe in his name.
Juan capítulo 1, versículo 12 dice, mas a todos que los recibieron, que lo recibieron, a quienes creen en su nombre, les dio potestad de ser hechos hijos de Dios.
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
cuando nosotros recibimos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
or in other words, as we receive God's gift,
o en otras palabras, cuando nosotros recibimos este regalo de Dios,
we receive him by faith,
recibiéndolo por fe,
we become sons of God.
Nos da el potestad de ser hijos de Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
You see, God has made a way for us to never even have the fear of going to hell.
Porque Dios nos ha dado manera que ni tenemos que tener el temor que vamos a ir al infierno.
You see, Abraham told the rich man.
Abraham le explicó al hombre rico.
They have Moses and the prophets.
Explicó, ellos tienen a Moisés y a los profetas.
It's the word of God that brings out the reality of eternity.
Es la palabra de Dios que nos enseña de la eternidad.
But consider this for a moment.
Pero considere esto por un momento.
Not only do we have the Word of God,
no solamente tenemos la palabra de Dios.
We have someone that resurrected from the dead, Jesus Christ himself.
Tenemos a Jesucristo quien él mismo resucitó de la muerte.
So we have the testimony of the Bible.
Tenemos el testimonio de la Biblia.
And the testimony of someone that rose from the dead.
Y el testimonio de alguien que resucitó de la muerte.
He's made a way for us.
Él ha hecho manera para nosotros ser salvos.
God loves you and me so much.
Dios nos ama tanto.
And that's why, even during this Christmas season,
y por eso, durante este tiempo de Navidad,
as we celebrate the arrival of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem,
mientras que celebramos el nacimiento de Jesucristo en Belén,
it's a reminder of not only Jesus' birth,
nos recuerda no solamente de su nacimiento,
it's a reminder that Jesus grew up. He lived a perfect life and gave that life as a sacrifice for you and me.
También nos recuerda que él nació, creció, vivió su vida perfecta y dio su vida para nosotros.
Salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone.
La salvación se encuentra en Jesucristo, solamente en él.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Let's pray.
Queremos orar.
Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for this parable. Lord, we're grateful that, Lord, there is, in one sense, Lord, heaviness as a result of this parable, because it shows the reality of how a life lived on this side can determine the next. But we're also grateful that it's a reminder that a way has been made, a way for all of us to be saved. Every man, every woman can be saved. Yes. All they have to do is simply receive the gift of salvation that you've made possible, that you have given through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so I pray, even during this Christmas season, that many, if they have not received that gift, would receive it wholeheartedly now. Lord, it's the time is now. We shouldn't wait. We should never hope that it would be done in the future. Lord, we don't know what the future holds. And so I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would move on hearts through the power of your Holy Spirit, and especially during this Christmas season, that we would remember how great a blessing Jesus Christ is, and what he has to offer is eternal. And so we thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift given, who is Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and giving your life and conquering death ultimately on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for this is what Christmas is really all about. And so bless your people. Bless those that have watched, Lord God, our study. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.